Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Today I want to ask a question that has been challenging me lately, and I'm sure some of you might think about this sometimes. The question is, and one that many believers spend their lives asking, is, can our Creator really trust us with more? Can He trust us? Many of us will say we trust Him, but can He trust us? More blessings, more revelation, more influence, more opportunities, more ministry, more understanding. But perhaps the better question is, why would our wonderful Creator give us more if we have not been faithful with what He has already given us? Many people want to increase their responsibility. They want our Creator to give them more. Few people ask whether they have proven trustworthy, even enough to receive it. The scriptures show us over and over again that our wonderful Creator entrusts His work to faithful people. Not necessarily the most talented, not necessarily the most educated, not necessarily the most people that might seem willing to get it or able to get it, but the most faithful is the one He gives it to. So we need to ponder this question and ask ourselves, do we deserve more from our Creator? And if not, what is holding us back from deserving more? Believing is not the same as being trustworthy. So let me get that out of the way right away. I am not questioning your belief. I'm not even questioning your faith or your understanding. The question is, can you be trustworthy with more? Let's begin with some scriptures, and let's look at John chapter 2. The scriptures say many believed in Yeshua because of the miracles they saw. That sounds wonderful. But then the Bible says something surprising. It says Yeshua did not entrust Himself to them. Think about that. It says again, many believed, but Yeshua did not entrust Himself to them. They believed in Him, yet He did not entrust Himself to them. Why was that? Why would He not entrust Himself to people that believed in Him? The answer is, belief is only the beginning. Faith and understanding this topic is extremely important. Remember, even the demons believed that a wonderful Creator exists. Faith that changes your life is different than simply agreeing that Yeshua is the Messiah. Many believers stop at belief. Disciples move into obedience, and obedience is where trust is built. So this is a powerful message that some of you might not be ready to hear, this truth. But the question to ponder always is, can our Creator trust me with what He's given me? Or why isn't He giving me more? Why doesn't He entrust me? The kingdom runs on trust. Think about your own life, folks. Think about your own life. If you own a business, who gets promoted? The person who talks the most or the person who consistently does the job? If you have employees, who gets greater responsibility? The one who shows up faithfully? The one who follows instructions? The one who can be counted on? Think about that. Our Creator operates in a similar way. The kingdom operates on trust. Our Creator entrusts greater things to those who have been faithful with smaller things. And here's the thing. When you look at the word of Scripture, thank you to the grace of our wonderful Messiah, many people will say, have an opportunity to get into the kingdom, but have not faithfully followed the scriptures? When you look at what the scriptures say, how we're supposed to live our lives, and you think about how many believers are not living their lives, there's belief, but then there's obedience and faith. This is one of the goals of this ministry, is to make people aware that it goes beyond belief. We actually have to do something for our Creator to trust us. I didn't say this. Don't confuse salvation and works with what I'm telling you. Because we're not going to work our way into the kingdom. Okay, but if you, whether knowingly or unknowingly, use His grace as an excuse to continue to live in disobedience, how can He truly trust you? Because He knows your heart. And some of you are doing that not knowing that, but really questioning yourself. This is what He tells me to do, but I'm not doing this. Because I'm saying, oh, well, He fulfilled this, and well, we don't have to live that way anymore. Oh, that was in the past. It's your belief in Yeshua that's going to get you in the kingdom, but it's your obedience that's going to see if our Creator truly entrusts you with what He has for us. Look at some examples. Let's start with Noah in the scriptures. Noah was trusted. When the world became corrupt, our Creator looked across the entire earth, everywhere. Yet only one man was selected, Noah. Why? Why him? Why? Genesis says it very clearly. In Genesis, it's the beginning, Bereshit. And Genesis says, Noah walked with our wonderful Creator. He walked, he physically was obedient. Walking is an action. He didn't just say, I believe. He actually showed it off in his faith and in his works. And our Creator trusted Noah. Just imagine the responsibility. The future of humanity depended on one man obeying a wonderful Creator. Yahweh trusted Noah with an assignment that would affect generations. Why? Because Noah had already demonstrated faithfulness before the assignment came. And when we think about this and we look at all the people in Scripture that a wonderful Creator was able to trust, think about your life and your walk with our Creator. Can you honestly say that you believe He'll entrust more within you for your obedience? Let's look at Abraham, another person in Scripture that our Creator trusted. Yahweh called him to leave everything. Everything. Familiar with him. No map. No destination, no guarantees, just obedience. And Abraham obeyed. Later, Yahweh entrusted him with a covenant that would bless the entire world. See the pattern, folks. See the pattern. The covenant came after obedience. The blessing followed surrender. Many believers want Abraham's blessing without Abraham's obedience. Let's look at Joseph. Joseph is another example. Our Creator didn't immediately put him in charge of Egypt. First came the pit, then the slavery, then the prison. Every single stage was this test of faith. And Joseph remained faithful when nobody was watching. Faithful in prison, faithful during hardship. Then Yahweh elevated him. Many people want promotion. Our Creator is looking for proven faithfulness. That's what He's looking for. Moses is another one. Moses spent 40 years in the wilderness tending sheep. 40 years! Imagine how insignificant that might have seemed. But our Creator was preparing him. Before our Creator trusted him with Israel, He tested him with sheep. Before Yahweh trusted him with a nation, He tested him with obscurity. Many people despise the season of preparation. Yet preparation is where trust is developed. So remember that. Remember that, everybody. Why many believers stay stuck. Think about this one. One reason many believers stay stuck and never mature spiritually is because they want revelation without obedience. This is the biggest number one problem we have today. Obedience. And if you talk about obedience, people start saying things like, well, you're under the law, or you're legalistic, or something like this. Obedience is a wonderful way to express your faith that our Creator can trust you if you're showing in your works what you're doing. You want to call that the fruit that's showing off, or however you want to say it. The obedience that our Creator sees in us is going to help him know that we are proven. Many people want more responsibility. Many people want this revelation of our Creator, but they don't want to do the obedience. They want deeper truth, but they ignore the truth they already know. Yahweh is not withholding revelation. He's not withholding revelation. He's waiting for application. James says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. Many believers become professional listeners. Sermon after sermon, video after video, teaching after teaching. Knowledge increases. Obedience remains unchanged. Spiritual maturity comes when knowledge becomes action. When knowledge becomes action. The name of this ministry is Torah Life Ministries. Torah is the instructions and the guidelines of our Creator. Even in the Renewed Covenant, they call the Old Testament the learner or the teacher or the school guide to help us not only know what sin is, but how we are to live a righteous life in a righteous way. In the times of the Renewed Covenant, there wasn't even a New Testament. Everyone followed the words of the Torah are the instruction guides of our Creator. It helps us prove our faith because he tells us how to live and what to do and what not to do. And if we don't understand the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, how could we know that we're fulfilling what he wants us to do? Think about what he's asked you to do in the scriptures without the excuses of the world today and man's ways today trying to keep you from fulfilling what our Creator asks you to do on a regular basis in your daily walk. Think about the spiritual warfare that's going on and think about the enemy who wants you to not fulfill these things. Look at these things. This is something I often talk about is the health aspects of these things. And I often say obedience and blessings go hand in hand, and curses and disease go hand in hand, and curses themselves are the result of disobedience, often, not 100% of the times, but often it's the result. And people ask me all the time, since I'm a health teacher about health, they ask, what supplement should I take? What herb I should use? What protocol should I follow? But many times, the answer isn't another supplement, or another herb, or another protocol. It's very clear. You have to connect the symptom with the result. And many times, the issue is obedience is not being performed. This is why people are not getting the results they desire. This is it. It's obedient to basic principles. Drink better water, get more sunshine, move your body, sleep properly, eat foods that our Creator created. The same thing happens spiritually. People want secret revelation, but our Creator says, have you obeyed the basics? Are you following the guidelines and instructions I have given you in the scriptures? Do you pray regularly and talk to me? Have you studied my word? Have you forgiven others? Have you kept my guidelines and instructions, also known the commandments. Have you lived what you already know or should know through my word? Remember this. Remember this. Let me give you or talk to you about the mango tree lesson. Living in South Florida, we learn a lot from fruit trees. A healthy mango doesn't strain to produce fruit. Fruit is the result of healthy roots. Likewise, spiritually, fruit is produced by a healthy relationship with our wonderful Creator. Some people try to look spiritual. Yahweh is looking for fruit. Yeshua said, "You will know them by their fruits, not by their titles, not by their popularity, not by their followers, by their fruit." Fruit reveals what is truly happening below the surface. Yahweh reveals more to the faithful ones. This is the pattern of Scripture. In Psalms 25:14, it says, "The secret of Yahweh is with those who fear him." That verse amazes me. There are things Yahweh reveals only to people who walk closely with him. Not because he plays favorites, but because deeper truth requires deeper responsibility. Yahweh reveals more to those who are faithful with what they already know. The disciples in Scripture are a great example of this. Think about them. They weren't religious celebrities. They were fishermen, tax collectors, ordinary men. Yet Yeshua entrusted them with changing the world. Why? Because they left everything to follow him. Perfectly? No. Faithfully? Yes. He's looking at our faith, folks. The world has transformed because a handful of people were willing to obey. Obedience. Obedience. This is why he gives us the guidelines and instructions to help us be set apart from the world. As we said earlier, even the demons believe in our Creator. But who is following him? Who is going out of their word to following him? And when somebody messes up or they're not fulfilling what they know they should be fulfilling, their conscience is talking to them and speaking to them. The Torah principle we see here throughout the Scripture is the same pattern. Blessing follows obedience. Remember, Israel wanted promises. Our Creator wanted obedience. The commandments were never meant to be a burden. They were instructions for life. That's so important. The commandments were never meant to be a burden. They were instructions for life. That's what they are. Today, many believers say obedience doesn't matter, but Scripture repeatedly teaches the opposite. Yeshua says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And it's not about the word commandments. It's about my guidelines and instructions for you. If you truly love me, you will want to follow what I've set the example of you how to live. And Yeshua is the great example. Love is demonstrated through obedience. The world today makes certain words like submit and obey curse words or slavery words, but they're not. They're expressions of love. You obey and you're obedient to things you love. And our Creator wants us to do these things, not because we have to, but because we choose to. We choose to do these things. The Bible talks about being spiritually mature and being spiritual babies. Hebrew speaks about believers who should have been mature, but were still in this infancy stage. Many believers have been following our wonderful Creator for years, yet they remain immature, still easily offended, still controlled by emotions, still unwilling to submit, still unwillingly to change. Time alone doesn't produce maturity. Obedience produces maturity. I pray this message is getting to you and it's hitting you where you understand I need to search more. I need to look more. I want more from our Creator. I want Him to entrust me with more. But I must put this walk into action. He's telling me to do things that I haven't done. I've made excuses, like the world makes, about why I don't have to do these things. But if the scriptures say you're capable of doing something, why wouldn't you do it? Why wouldn't you? Our Creator is looking for and those who are looking to fulfill this call that He's given them so they can elevate their walk with Him to the next level. It's not perfection He's looking for. He's looking for faithfulness. Understand that. Not fame. Faithfulness. Not popularity, but faithfulness. He is certain, he is searching for people that he can trust. That he can trust. And you might not think small things matter, but they do make a difference. Luke 16:10 says, "He who is faithful in little will also be faithful in much." This may be the most overlooked principle in the kingdom. People pray for big opportunities. Our Creator watches the small opportunities. How do we treat people? How do we spend our time? How do we handle money? How do we handle correction? How do we respond when nobody notices? These are tests that we must, if we want to be spiritually mature, do the right thing. We must change from being an immature baby to a mature believer in our Creator who He can trust. I believe we are living in a time where Yahweh is calling out a remnant. Not the largest group, not the loudest group, but the faithful group. Throughout Scripture, Yahweh always walked through a remnant. Noah, Elijah's 7,000, the disciples, the early congregation. The question is, will we be among the faithful remnant? That is the question. And when we think about this, think about what Yeshua wants us to entrust to you. Perhaps our Creator wants to entrust you with a ministry, a family, a business, a teaching gift, a leadership role, greater understanding, greater influence. The question isn't whether Yahweh can do it. The question is whether He can trust you with it. Think about these things. If you go to the average church today, people are looking for salvation through Yeshua without the work that goes along with that. The mercy and grace of our Creator will help you get there. But in the scriptures, there's a pattern of levels. Even in a heavenly realm, there's a pattern of levels. The greatest and the least. That is the model of Scripture. If you want to call it growing in faith, being a mature believer, however you want to think about it, the point being is our Creator wants to entrust us with what He's given us. And He set so many examples in the Scripture for this. As we come to the end of this teaching, I want to leave you with this thought. Many people ask, how much of God can I have? A better question is, how much can Yahweh trust me with? Can He trust me to obey? Are you willing to search your scriptures and see what He's telling you to do? You want to call them guidelines and instructions. You want to call them commandments. But can he trust you to do your best to do them? Can he trust me to remain humble? It's not only doing the commandments. It's not only doing and taking action. Can he trust me to do it with a humble heart, with kindness and gentleness, and with joy? Because if you're doing them, or you're doing something he asks you to do with the wrong attitude, you might as well not do it at all. Can he trust me with truth? Can he trust me with that? What are you going to do with that? And with responsibility, can he trust you with a particular responsibility? Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about faith. Are you ready for that? What about influence? Can he trust you to influence others in the way you're walking? Can he trust me when things become difficult? It's one thing to say yes to these things when things are going great. But where's your priorities when things aren't going great? And where's your demeanor when things aren't going great? Can he trust you with that? One day we will stand before Yeshua. I don't believe he will ask us how famous we became. I don't believe he will ask us how many followers we had. I believe what matters most is whether we were faithful. May we become men and women who are not merely believers. May we become disciples. May we become trustworthy servants. Trustworthy servants. May we become people to whom our wonderful Creator can entrust more. And may we hear these words. Well done, good and faithful servant. Well done. I've given you this because you've proven yourself. And every time I gave you something, you answered the call. Or at least you attempted to answer the call without any excuses, just faith. Brothers and sisters, I pray something I said here will ring your ears and drive your conscience to do more, to be more obedient to Him, not because you think you have to, but because you know you want to. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening. Yah be with you this day and always. Shalom, shalom, brothers and sisters. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecovered.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.